Good morning once again. I'm Chad Holmes. It's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07. Again, my eyewitness weather report as I look to my right, looking out the windows here in downtown Wausau. Our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature has moved up to 54 degrees. We're expecting temperatures around 70 before all is said and done. Should be a wonderful, wonderful day to get out and enjoy any outdoor activities that you may have on your schedule. And glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday. It is a hump day Wednesday. We are heading downhill towards the weekend. And before I start talking to Ian again, I wanted to remind folks here in Wausau that coming up tomorrow evening, make sure, again, don't forget, a really special program. We had a chance to talk about it on Monday on this program with one of the folks from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that is basically putting together this program. It's a conversation about firearms and mental health. It will be a free event at the UW Center for Civic Engagement in Wausau. Which will include gun owners, mental health advocates, retired law enforcement, and military members, and try to have a discussion that is a bit different than the normal discussion, because as we talked about on Monday when we had a good 15-minute conversation talking about this event with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's John Diedrich. John Diedrich did a study. He works for the Journal Sentinel, but also was away from it doing a study on guns and mental health. And one of the statistics that really jumped out is 71% of gun deaths are suicides. And the idea of, when you hear the words taking away your guns, that gets people riled up very, very quickly. And in our discussion with John Diedrich, we were talking about, the language, and in terms of being able to get beyond the surface of this conversation. And when you see a statistic like 71% of gun deaths are suicides, I mean, that was shocking. I would never have thought that. You think about all the other gun deaths that we hear about, and you feel like, hey, well, it can't be suicide being way above the majority, but that's exactly what it is. And the idea of gun owners and gun shop owners knowing the signs of mental health issues, to know in a situation not to sell somebody a firearm, or a situation where a gun owner temporarily will have their guns taken from them while this issue is taken care of. Not taken away forever, because under our laws, folks have the right to buy these guns and own these guns. But in certain circumstances where there are mental health issues, some sort of vehicle to have dangerous situations lowered. Because, I mean, if so often, I mean, again, one reason why 71% of gun deaths are suicides is because if you have a gun, it's a lot easier to be able to ultimately take your life than if you didn't. But there's going to be a lot of very intense and frank discussions going on tomorrow at the UW Center for Civic Engagement in Wausau. It's at UWSP at Wausau, here in Wausau. I keep saying Wausau, because that's where we live. But it's a really special event. It's a free event, too, brought to you by John Diedrich and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at the intersection of firearms and mental health. The doors will open at the UW Center for Civic Engagement at 6 p.m. The program will begin at 6:30 p.m. There will be refreshments. There will be firearms accessory giveaways and informational tables. If you can't make it, and I would encourage you to make it. My plan is I got a ball game and then here in Wausau, and then after that is finished, which will be right around 6:30 in that general area. Going to head over there myself to see this event because I'm very intrigued by it after my discussion with John Diedrich. Would love to see you there as well, but if you're not able to make it, the event will be live streamed on the Journal Sentinel's website. I imagine it would also be on all the websites of the Gannett newspapers, and WausauDailyHerald.com is one of those as well. So again, one way or the other, I would encourage you to listen to the conversation. And I think John Diedrich was very interesting because I have to say, when it comes to discussions on guns, I am one for more regulation than less regulation. But at the same time, it is such an emotional issue. And we talked about that aspect of it as well, the emotional aspect, where sometimes it's hard to get into the discussion because of the emotional responses to certain ways that the topic is brought up. So hopefully everybody, and I'll put myself right into that group, will be able to take a step back, listen to the conversation, let it soak in, and then think about it. And again, so often in this era with social media, where it's so easy to hear something and then immediately respond to it in an emotional way on a social media site, it doesn't lead to great conversation. And that's what I think they're going to try to do tomorrow night over at UWSP at Wausau. Have some intelligent conversation to be able to maybe save a few lives. And again, suicide, far and away the most common type of fatality associated with guns. And again, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel analysis of Wisconsin health data, led by Journal Sentinel reporter John Diedrich, suicides account for more than 70% of all fatal shootings. And the number of gun suicides in the state has only grown over the last 2 years, exceeding 500 deaths in 2022, which is the highest number in at least 30 years, according to the latest data from the State Department of Health Services. So, again, I was shocked. That's one of the great things about events like this, where you learn something. You get information where you can take it in and then use it. Use it. Use your mind. Use your knowledge. Don't let emotion always overwhelm you when it comes to some of these discussions. So, again, I just wanted to, again, remind folks, if you haven't marked your calendars, if you are available tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, Thursday night, again, doors open at 6, program begins at 6:30 at the intersection of firearms and mental health at the UW Center for Civic Engagement in Wausau. So, again, I hope to see you there. Before we move any further, need to, again, say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Last hour. In the first segment, I brought up the fact that we were talking about technology. Yes. And that you do some sort of online program, a show. Is it like, and again, I have to admit, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw some sort of puppet in a picture.
Yeah, so let me go into detail.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
So quite a few years ago, I created a kind of a news, a program like for children or more for families, kind of focusing on like the local events happening in the Wausau area, like a community events like the concert on the square or the a lot of theater events also. I call it on the spot news. And yes, it does involve puppets. The main anchor is a puppet I have called a Spot, and he's the host. And I did the first season of episodes. I did 116 episodes over the course of 2 to 3 years.
116, wow.
Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I started the second season. I got some new characters. I got some new technologies. And for the past a couple of weeks, I've been highlighting WCT's production of Anything Goes.
Mm-hmm.
So last week's episode, I did a little a synopsis about the show, and then for the next, for this week and maybe a couple of weeks, so leading up to the show, I'm going to have like a little packages about like interviews with the cast and crew, some behind the scenes footage, you know, just some a good promotional material to help get the word out, you know, because it's nice because it's free publicity from someone you know, because, you know, even though I don't work for a news organization, I did go to school for journalism, so I do have a degree in this, so I'm a freelance journalist, I call myself, but you know, it's a good way to, you know, help out my community, really get people interested in what's happening in Wausau, and it's also a good use of my degree and my technical skills as well, because I'm learning new things with each episode, and I'm getting better with every episode.
Where can folks see this?
Well, yes, I have the episodes on my personal Facebook page. I also have a YouTube channel where I posted all the content as well.
What is the title, so if people go to YouTube and they want to search it out?
If you go to YouTube and just search On the Spot News, Ian Welsh, that's a IANWELSH. If you search it on YouTube, you should be able to find my channel, and you can subscribe to that. You can watch all my previous episodes. And you can subscribe because you can get the latest episodes when they come out. But
On the Spot News, did you say? Spot, I like that. Spot the dog, and then On the Spot News.
Exactly.
On the Spot News with Ian Welsh. Search it out, watch it, and enjoy Spot.
Oh, absolutely. I've been having a lot of fun doing this.
Fantastic. Really,
I've got
cool.
a lot of positive feedback as well.
You're doing a play. You're doing your work here.
I keep busy.
And you do that as well. I tell you, you're all over the place. So, On the Spot News with Ian Welsh. Check it out on YouTube. The time is 9:18. We're going to have a sports update. We've had a lot of sports coverage here on Bow Falls Radio. We'll let you know what happened in the high school realm last night, and also the Brewers back on the winning track. We'll talk about that coming up next. Our sports report straight ahead. The time is 9:18. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21. Again, sunny skies, 54 degrees is the temperature. Beautiful start here on this hump day, Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. And don't forget, coming up on Friday, you'll have more chances to win. As during the summertime, what would be so much fun? Well, I think heading to the Wisconsin Dells. People love going to the Dells during the summertime, and Chula Vista Resort has provided us with some overnight passes. Part of a package, you have a stay at the Chula Vista Resort, water park passes for four, $25 gift certificate for one of the three restaurants at the Chula Vista as well. So, again, we'll be giving away those packages twice on Friday. So make sure you're tuned in on Friday for your chance to win, as we do during the course of this month of May. The Chula Vista Resort giveaway here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also coming up a little later in the program, we'll try one more time to give away some passes, a pair of tickets to the Parade of Homes coming from June 4th through June 9th, courtesy of North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. They're part of that big Parade of Homes. We'll give you a chance to win two tickets to the event coming up a little later in this program. And also, don't forget, tomorrow we will be joined at the top of the show by Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News Radio. He joins us every Thursday at 8:06, and also every Thursday at 8:34. It is North Star Knows. Yep, North Star Knows is will be with us again at 8:34 tomorrow. And also tomorrow morning in the second hour at 9:34, we'll be joined by Elsa Duranzo. She is a Democratic candidate for the 7th Congressional District. As the Democrats try to flip it from Tom Tiffany. We had Kyle Kilborn on a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to talk to Elsa Duranzo coming up tomorrow at 9:34. So a full show tomorrow for your Thursday here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Last night, the Milwaukee Brewers got back on the winning track. They knocked off the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3, snapping a short two-game losing streak at American Family Field. The Brewers scored all four of their runs in the bottom of the second inning. Sal Frelick hit a two-run homer. Bryce Terang and Christian Yelich also added RBI. Joe Ross gave up two runs on two hits over five innings with six strikeouts and one walk to earn the win. And the Brewers improved to 25-17. They add a game to their lead in the NL Central because the Cubs last night lost to the Atlanta Braves by a score of 7-0. So the Brewers still on top of the division, and they will play the rubber game of their three-game set with Pittsburgh today. Early start, just after 12 noon at American Family Field. Brewers also did place Rhys Hoskins on the 10-day injured list. He suffered a hamstring injury in the loss on Monday night to Pittsburgh. Yesterday, high school sports. Yesterday, during the show, I was saying that I was going to be over at Sunnyvale yesterday for softball between Newman and Phillips. But in the end, Phillips canceled the game. So that meant that instead I went over to Wausau West and had high school baseball yesterday. And the Warriors took on the Medford Raiders. And Medford, red hot team. Medford had a 15-game win streak going into that one against the Warriors. It was a nip and tuck, but a couple of untimely errors by the Warriors sparked a five-run sixth inning for Medford, and they were able to knock off the Warriors by a score of 8-4. So Medford improves to a 19-2 overall. They have won 16 games in a row. Wausau West will be back in action on Friday, traveling to Chippewa Falls for a doubleheader, and both those games will be broadcast right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also in baseball yesterday, in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the battle for second place continues. D.C. Everest and Wausau East are tied for second at 5-3 behind Stevens Point, who's already clinched the conference championship. They're 9-0. Yesterday, Wausau East kept up the winning ways, beating Marshfield 9-1. And also yesterday, it was D.C. Everest in five innings, rolling past Merrill by a score of 12-1. So you got Spash at 9-0 in the Valley, Everest and East second in baseball at 5-3. Also, last night, Stevens Point did defeat Wisconsin Rapids to stay perfect in the conference. Spash beat Rapids by a score of 7-3. Also in baseball yesterday, Mosinee continues their winning ways. Number one ranked team in the state in Division II. Mosinee roughed up Antigo by a score of 19-0. Wittenberg-Burnwood fell to Bondawell by a score of 4-0. It was Stratford over Pittsville 13-1. Auburndale beat Tigerton 17-1. Port Edwards over Wild Rose 10-1. High school softball yesterday in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. It was Wausau West falling to Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 3-1. Warriors back in action later this afternoon, playing host to Merrill in a WVC game, a game that was postponed due to rain a couple of weeks ago, being made up today. So Wausau West softball against Merrill today, starting with the pregame show at 3:50 and the first pitch at 4 p.m. Also yesterday, Wausau East in softball fell to Stevens Point. Lumberjacks gave the Panthers, the first place Panthers, all they could handle. But in the end, Stevens Point defeated East by a score of 7-4. D.C. Everest victorious, beating Marshfield 8-2. Also in softball, Mosinee continues their winning ways, undefeated in the GNC. Mosinee beat Medford by a score of 7-2. Wittenberg-Burnwood fell to Amherst 6-3. Nielsville over... Edgar over Nielsville Granton, 17-0. It was Stratford edging Athens by a score of 1-0, and Tomahawk beat Rhinelander by a score of 13-2. Girls soccer last evening, D.C. Everest was victorious. The Evergreens knocking off Eau Claire Memorial by a score of 6-4. So that's a look at what was going on in local high school sports. Again, later today, the Wausau West Warriors and the Merrill Blue Jays in high school softball. It's going to be a beautiful day to be outside. Normally don't have Wednesday games, but this is a rain makeup. And if you're free this afternoon at 4, I would say come on out to Wausau West Softball Diamond. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the games. And talk about, you know, covering high school sports on a consistent basis here on Bow Falls Radio. Also, something that I would love to see more of is folks within the community coming out supporting these student athletes, seeing their friends, their neighbors at the games. There's a lot of folks that come out, but would love to see even more. And come out there today, especially. Just come out, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the game at 4 over at Wausau West. And if you can't make it, you can tune in starting at 3:50 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the first pitch, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile device. And Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Going to talk about the confluence of celebrity and everything these days. Yesterday, the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay hired a new men's basketball coach. That wouldn't normally be something I talk about. But the idea of what celebrity is doing to our culture and to everybody, I think, is worth a conversation. And I'm going to bring it up coming up after an information update. We got news, weather, and sports coming up, and then going to talk a little bit about Doug Gottlieb as the new head basketball coach at UWGB. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Winning streak reaches triple digits as we head into postseason time for spring sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Kaukauna has won the last three Division I softball state titles and is one of the most dominant programs we've seen in any sport during this decade. The Galloping Ghosts' impressive run continued last week with a trio of victories in the FBA. Junior Carly Meredith was dominating as usual, getting the victory in the circle for each one, striking out 47 batters in 22 innings. An 11-1 win over Kimberly on Friday marked the 100th consecutive victory for the Ghosts, dating back to early in the 2021 season. Kaukauna will undoubtedly be a number one seed in the Division I softball playoffs, which will be announced later this week. While we have to wait a bit on the D1 brackets, the WIAA has released the information for Divisions 2 through 5, which start Thursday. Of course, you can get the full brackets and other tournament info at wisports.net. Speaking of tournament play, with just 1 week left in the regular season, the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns are starting to wind down. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just two sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number one seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls' lacrosse went to University School and Kettle Moraine Badger. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:37, 55 degrees is the temperature, sunny skies here at our studios in downtown Wausau. And let's try one more time here to give away a pair of tickets to the Parade of Homes. Again, coming up June 4th through the 9th, North Star Builds and North Star Restoration providing some tickets to you to come on down, see their home. There's just part of the Parade of Homes along with the others. And again, really interesting stuff and really some great homes to pay a visit to. But if you'd like to do it, courtesy of North Star Build, so now is your opportunity. We will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for the event June 4th through the 9th. And Ian, what number should we go with this time?
How about call number two?
All right, we'll
number
do
two.
Make sure you're quick on the dial here.
Yes.
Caller number two for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Parade of Homes coming June the 4th through the 9th. Again, if you call right now, caller number two, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Caller number two will win a pair of tickets to the Parade of Homes coming June the 4th through June the 9th, courtesy of North Star Builds and North Star Restoration. Mentioned earlier about celebrity culture. In fact, we talked about the top 10 celebrities that folks would think about liking as president of the United States. Unfortunately, I think this celebrity culture is just keeps on going and going and going. And I think that it's something I actually talked about yesterday on my segment with Pat Kreitlow. Been thinking about this, where there are so many folks right now that are falling into this reality show mindset. We need a reality show president. We need a reality show mindset to live our lives. And I pointed out that reality shows aren't real. They're all entertainment. They're not real reality shows. And celebrity trumping everything, and I pun intended, celebrity trumps everything. And here in the state of Wisconsin, a story came out yesterday, and I just shook my head. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, they had a good basketball season a year ago. They had a new coach that came in and really turned things around, a man named Sundance Wicks, quite a name, Sundance Wicks, who had come after being an assistant at the University of Wyoming. He came in the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team won about 15 games more than they did a year ago. They had won three games two seasons ago, and then last year they went 18-14, a great stride forward. But then this week, just in the last week, Wicks accepted the opening, and actually it came this earlier this week, a couple of days ago, Sundance Wicks went back to Wyoming to become the new head coach there. Their coach had left, surprisingly, just this past week to become an assistant at Texas Tech. So they had an opening. They called up their former assistant, Sundance Wicks, who had done a great job at Green Bay last year. So that meant that Green Bay, all of a sudden, pretty late in the cycle. Usually you have a coaching opening right at the end of the season. So you have a chance where you see who's available, who's not available. And I'll give Green Bay right now a little bit of a pass because it is not an easy time to find a new head coach. You could go with an assistant and maybe have a temporary coach for a year, then open it up when you have all the opportunities to talk to everybody at the end of next season, but then you lose a little momentum with the program, and then all of a sudden you fall behind the eight ball again. So what Green Bay decided to do is hire Doug Gottlieb. And if you're not familiar with Doug Gottlieb, I'm familiar with Doug Gottlieb because years ago, well before Civic Media bought WXCO, we were WXCO as a sports station, sports talk. And Doug Gottlieb used to have a show that aired on WXCO in the afternoon, so I hear it all the time. He was fine, you know, talker, basketball analysis, a lot of that. He went from ESPN radio, then he went to CBS Sports Radio, and now he's at Fox Sports Radio. So he's got around. And he runs a show every afternoon that airs on stations around the country on Fox Sports from 2 until 5 p.m. Well, Doug Gottlieb was named the head coach of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay men's basketball team yesterday. All right. I mean, he has no coaching experience. He did play Division I college basketball at Oklahoma State, so he was a decent basketball player, but became a bigger name in the media world than he ever was on the basketball court. But in recent years, he had talked about, oh, he'd really like to become the head coach somewhere. He wanted to be the head coach at his alma mater, Oklahoma State, but they decided, no, he does not have the experience to coach at that level, and they passed on him. Well, Gottlieb, when the UW-Green Bay opening came up a couple years ago, when Sundance Wicks was named the head coach, he was one of the folks that Green Bay had talked to about the job. Well, after Wicks left for Wyoming, Green Bay went back to Gottlieb, and they decided, hey, you're going to be the new guy. All right, fine. New head coach Doug Gottlieb. But the thing that jumps out here, even beyond the celebrity thoughts, is the fact that not only is Gottlieb going to be the new head coach at UWGB, he will continue his Fox Sports radio show. So he's going to try to be the coach of a Division I men's basketball program and keep his radio gig. I can't see how you do that. I don't see how the athletic director of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay would say, oh, that's fine. I'm going to hire you to become the head basketball coach at this Division I school, but you can still do your national radio show every day. In the afternoon. What about practice? What about getting ready for a game that night? He's going to be yakking about what happened in the NFL the previous Sunday? Under normal circumstances, there is no way that you would hire this guy to be a full-time men's basketball coach and say, okay, sure, you can still do your radio show. But it's all because he's a celebrity. He gets a pass for not having any coaching experience. He gets a pass for not wanting to quit his radio job and take the basketball job at Green Bay. It's ridiculous. I'm around a lot of high school coaches, and the amount of work, the amount of preparation, the amount of work with the guys on their team, the amount of film work to prepare for your next opponent that it takes to be successful, and this is without recruiting. In college, you got to be recruiting. You got to go out there and get your players, and you have to spend time on the road and say, this is why Green Bay is the best place to come. How do you do this job and still be a full-time talk radio host? And how does an athletic director say this is okay? But this is happening only because he's a celebrity. For some reason, the bar is a lot lower if you're a celebrity. Because a non-celebrity who has never been a coach and is hosting a talk show does not get the job. It's ridiculous. But again, hey, boy, it'd be really cool to have this famous guy be the coach. It'd be really cool to have this famous guy be the president. How did that work out? It'd be really cool to have this famous rich guy do this or that or anything. I mean, come on. I'm just so tired of this celebrity reality show culture that we live in. And it's leading to a lot of issues in this country. And one of the issues is because we are falling into this reality show celebrity trap. Instead of saying, hey, this person has actually done the work to become the head basketball coach. There are a lot of guys out there who have done the work year after year after year out of the spotlight. Not a guy like Doug Gottlieb who has been begging for a coaching job on the radio. I mean, I guess good luck to UW-Green Bay. I mean, UW-Green Bay men's basketball has a DC Everest graduate on their team. So hopefully, you know, for his sake, it works out. But, I mean, I just don't get this at all. The idea, just because, again, he's a celebrity, that he's the guy you're going to make the head basketball coach. I mean, give me a break. I mean, the athletic director should be removed immediately. This is just, really, how about a guy that's actually done the work as a coach for the year, a number of years? Yeah, Doug Gottlieb played college basketball. A lot of people played college basketball. And also, the celebrities seem to think that they're able to cut the line instead of being an assistant coach for a number of years or do the apprenticeship. in order to be ready to take over. But if you're a star, if you're a celebrity, you get to start right at the top. It's just wrong in every level. And again, guys like Gottlieb and Trump seem to think they can cut the line. Instead of, you know, starting at the local level with government service or the state level with government service. Nope, we're going to start off as President of the United States. Experience matters in these things. Having
Absolutely.
The skills matters in these things. And the idea that you're going to be a full-time men's basketball coach, a full-time job, going up against everybody that is scratching and clawing to win games because mm-hmm. their jobs depend on it. Gottlieb is going to spend 3 hours every day, not to mention the prep time it takes to go on the air, being a radio host. How is that going to work? How can you have a guy that's going to go into the job halfway?
His focus is going to be so divided, and he's not going to ever have
a
break.
And also, if it doesn't work out, he's still got his radio show. No skin off his nose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no loss at all. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The celebrity mindset is just ridiculous. We got to stop thinking that the next celebrity would be the next president or governor or senator or great person in any occupation. Celebrity doesn't equal ability to do the job. Stop it, people. Stop living the reality show life. Reality shows aren't real.
It's about experience, not appearance.
And also, workhorses versus show horses
again.
Well, Green Bay got themselves a pretty good show horse. We'll see if he can become a workhorse. The time is 9:49. We're going to have our daily history lesson. We'll see if Ian can make it two in a row with our number of the day.
Yes.
That's straight ahead here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Home Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51. It is the 15th day of May of 2024. That means it is day number 136. I got to write it down because I always write down whatever day it is. Day number 136 of this year. There are 230 days remaining in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1718, I'm surprised it was this early. I didn't think they had these type of weapons this early. But a man named James Puckle, a London lawyer, patented the first machine gun in the world.
Really?
I didn't realize they had machine guns that early. I don't think they worked very well because I always heard about the muskets back in those early days of the wars.
Interesting.
But that was 1718. Huh. On the 15th of May in 1905, Las Vegas, Nevada was founded when 110 acres in what later would become downtown were auctioned off. On this date in 1928, the animated short Plain Crazy was released, featuring the first appearances of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So that is 96 years ago today. On this date in 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess, flying on a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. On this date in 1940, McDonald's was founded. You cannot turn left or right without seeing a McDonald's these days, but
so true.
McDonald's founded on this date in 1940. On this date in 2010, 16-year-old Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail nonstop and unassisted around the world. And on this date in 2019, findings from China's Change 4 rover to the moon suggested a huge asteroid created the giant crater on the moon's far side with an impact so great it cracked its crust and reached the mantle below. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Chaz Palminteri, actor from Analyze This in Mulholland Falls, is 72. Football legend Emmett Smith, 55 years old today. Actor David Charvet of Melrose Place and Baywatch is 52. Actor Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos is 43. Actor Alexandra Breckenridge from The Walking Dead and American Horror Story is 42. And tennis player Andy Murray is 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special days being celebrated today. It is International Day of Families. It is Juice Slush Day. It is Safety Dose Day. Nylon Stocking Day. It is Relive Your Past by listening to the first music you ever bought, no matter what it was. No Excuses Day.
That is a long day.
I think that was the longest one I've ever done.
Wow, that's...
It is Bring Flowers to Someone Day.
Aww.
It is Chocolate Chip Day. It is Senior Fraud Awareness Day. It is Peace Officers Memorial Day. It is Straw Hat Day. It is World FM Day. And it is World Stationery Day. So,
okay.
So those are the reasons to acknowledge, the reasons to celebrate here on Wednesday, May the 15th of 2024.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
Is that time. We always wrap things up by having our quiz, our number for the day quiz. And we give three choices to Ian Welsh. And then, of course, when you have three choices, that means you should get one out of three.
Yes.
At the worst. That's the way it should be. You get one out of three correct, that's 33%. So every week we have 5 days, and we have five opportunities for Ian. And basically, we want you to be above 33%. If you're above 33%, you're above average. If you're below 33%, you're below average.
Yes.
And you've been above average more times than not recently. And you're one for two so far this week, so above average. And if you get one more right this week, then you're automatically above average, and then the rest of the week is just riding it and
yes.
trying to set records and all that good stuff. All right, but our number for the day today is the percentage of U.S. crops, corn, cotton, rice, soybeans, winter wheat, sorghum,
okay.
now planted using farm equipment with automated guidance, tech automated. That essentially steers itself. Normally, you'd have to have a person on the tractor or whatever,
uh-huh.
you know, doing the crops and laying the seeds and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have all this equipment that is automated. So you can just have the equipment go out there and do the work without anybody on the tractor or anything like that.
Okay.
They can be doing something else. Okay, so the correct answer A, 25%, B, 50%. C, 75%.
Is it the percentage of equipment that has the automatic
yep.
guidance?
Percentage of equipment that has automatic guidance.
25,
50, or 75%.
Well, yesterday I went with my gut and it worked well, so I'm going to go with my gut again. I'm going to say... C, I'm going to go 75%. That's my final answer.
The correct answer is the percentage of U.S. crops now planted using farm equipment with automated guidance, tech that essentially steers itself, is 50%.
50.
Right
oh.
in the middle today, 50%. So you're one for three. So that means you're right on it this
yes.
week. You are right at 33%, which is the average because you get three choices. So that means, again, just like last week, it's all on the line for the last 2 days.
Yes, it is.
So you're You're building the suspense.
Absolutely.
So no, you're still in good shape. You know, that's good shape, being 1 out of 3. If you're 0 for 3, you have to get the last 2. That would be tough. But getting 1 of the next 2, that ain't too bad. All right, well, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
Thanks again to everybody. Again, tomorrow we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow. We'll have our North Star Nose and also 7th District Congressional candidate Elsa Duranso will be joining us at 9:35. So that's all tomorrow. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. And also, don't forget, Wausau West softball today at 3:50 against Merrill. Hope you can join me then. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.